Growing up, when I was first born, I was born into a Muslim household. So with that, there was different things that I had to do in a different life that I lived. And because of the abuse and neglect that happened in the household with my mother and father, my mom ran away with 3 kids and pregnant with the 4th. We left where we were at, which was New York. We left our father there, and we came to Indiana and decided to live here instead. And he came here, so we had to see our father every other week, and we were in court a lot for neglect and abuse. While growing up, as I was the oldest, I got a lot of the rut from my father. I was going to be in an arranged marriage at one point. Like, I couldn't do things. I wanted to do throwing and track, and he told me that I couldn't do that because that's not a lady sport. There was one time that we were at his house, and we woke up one morning and he was just in a very bad mood. We don't know why, but it wasn't a very good environment to be in. And at the time, my sister and I were learning sign language, and so I was able to communicate with her because he told us not to talk. And I signed to her that everything would be okay. And I told them that I would go pack up our stuff and I would call mom to come get us early. He told me that I was the devil, that if I wasn't born, our family would be better. He said that I was poison to everyone in my life, especially my siblings. And because of that, I went down a very dark path of feeling that I wasn't worthy. I want to help people. That is like my calling from God. And I want to do that because I also have a first experience of like what it feels like to be the child that feels unloved sometimes. My father, I did not feel the love. While those key events I still struggle with, I think that without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. And those are very key things in my life. And if I could go back and change it, I probably wouldn't, just because I know I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for those things. So now I know that I'm worthy of love. I work through those things and I help other people
with it.
And I also am in classes and I'm working to get my double major and to get my master's in social work and criminal justice. And I will help people get out of sex trafficking. So I think that it was a very important life event that happened in my life, and I think about it constantly, but I use it in a positive and not a negative way to influence my future.